Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, we're here live tonight. Wow, very interesting. Okay, good to be alive, that's for sure. Welcome everyone, and we're here to minister to you personally. So we'll get ready for some of that. And I'm going to pray over offerings tonight. So, yeah, we need some of that tonight. Prayer, and you want to give an offering tonight, we would be glad to pray over it. And any other time during the week you call in, we'll pray over it then too. So just get in here and let us pray for you and lead God with you for whatever you need. All right. And first thing out, we're going to be taking communion, so make sure to get your communion out. We've got mine right here. And we're going to open it up and take communion. All right. So there you go. All right. All right. Welcome, everybody, to the place. Yeah, but we do it more than we talk about it. And, okay, let's get ready for whatever we need to be doing here. We're going to talk about all different kinds of things tonight. So if you want to get prayer or ministry tonight, we'd be glad to do it with you and for you. So jump right in there and give me a text at 214-505-8719. And kind of let us know what your prayer request is. We can pray for you. And if you want to give tonight, you can do that. Go to send me a link at 214-505-8719. I will send you a link, that is. And so, yeah. All right. Welcome, everybody. All right, tonight we're going to talk about different kinds of things. And we've got to, you know, help you understand, you know, the things of God and what's going on in the world and what God is doing, so we can kind of come into agreement with it. All right? Yeah. Okay. Well, we promised you we would talk about some things tonight. We're going to try to do that the best we can. And, you know, God is going to reveal to us how the body of Christ handles things. I don't think we got it down yet. I think that we're learning. I think that we're growing. And we plan on helping out a little bit. Maybe God can use us to do some things for sure. So, yeah. All right, if you want to give tonight, go to, just really, you're going to have to give me a, send me a text and at 214-505-8719, and if I remember or whatever, you can send me a text, and I'll send you the link, because we've got a new website, and it kind of shows up differently, so do that if you want, and we're going to pray over your offering. And I'll be in the week to pray over everybody. And with you guys, if you don't know it, we pray. We go from one caller to the next. I think last night we prayed over 25 or so people, something like that. Maybe, I don't know, quite a few, 25, 30. I didn't count them exactly, but we spend the whole night just praying over people without any talk. And so very, very cool, very, very interesting. And if you want to be a part of that, you can. And, okay, people are sending me text already. Thank you for that. Okay. All right. Thank you. I am registering offerings as they come in. Thank you for that. Okay. Thank you very much, and we appreciate that. Thanks for your giving. Thanks for your help. And you're heading towards the goal that God wants us to head out for. And we, you know, believe God to get what he wants done. And we are believing for him to open up us a place called the throne room. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth. Right? So the kingdom in earth, you know, began when Jesus came, and then he left, went away. The king of the kingdom went away, sent the Holy Spirit so that you and I could learn to reign. Because the same thing happened in the earth when God created the heavens and the earth. What did he do? He put Adam and Eve in there, and he said, it's all yours. In the same sense, that's what I kind of see the millennium as, to a certain degree, except God coming down into the garden to visit. It's like Jesus comes from Jerusalem to visit. So it's just one way to look at it, all right? I'm just kind of giving you an idea of the way I see it. And so, but Adam and Eve were given dominion over the earth. And I believe God's giving people dominion, and but it's under him. It's he lays down, just like God in the garden. He said, you can do anything, but don't touch that one. Don't touch that one tree. Don't eat the fruit of that one tree, and everything else is yours. And so they went about, you know, doing whatever. And God gave them freedom. God gave them everything they needed, provided everything that they needed, just like in Jesus Christ on the cross, when he provided everything that we need. And so it's truly, truly amazing how to watch that happen. Just like when God created the heavens and the earth, in the earth he created everything that we needed. And when Christ died on the cross, he, you know, provided everything that we need, right? Yeah. So we are very, very thankful for that. And, yeah, all right. So that's kind of what's happening. We're going to start seeing things maybe in a little bit different way. And, you know, because we're entering into a new season, a new time. So it's time to look at things a little bit differently. And we're looking to the future, right? We're prophetic. The prophets, you know, bring us information from God for the future. And that's kind of what's going on. So God is downloading information for the future. And right now the future is, you know, the coming of Christ and Jesus returning and the millennium. So it's really cool. That's kind of a new thing. So I think he's going to begin to develop and paint a picture of that so that we, I don't think we hear a lot of people talking about it. Or at least I haven't, and I'm sure it's probably out there somewhere. But we're going to believe God to show us how that works and give us some ideas about it. All right, let me give us some ideas. So there we go. Let's make sure we're on track with everything. We'll take communion tonight. Don't forget about that. And you can give offerings tonight. Tonight's offering night. If you want to do that, go to your text and text me that you can't get into the, you don't know how to find the website, and I'll send you the link. It's really easy to do. So just ask me about that, and I'll take care of that for you. And it'll be really cool. All right. Okay, let's double check here and see what's going on. Yeah, very good. All right. All right. So I told you I would share with you tonight. I went and saw the movie Through Tammy's Eyes. And, you know, and the reason that I would even bring up the movie and talk about this is because, you know, I've been asking God to show me, you know, why we don't have more ministries and ministers when they fall and when they fail, to show us, you know, help us out by, you know, showing how that Satan tempted them. And that's what the whole Bible is all about. The Bible is a practical, when you look at it, it's very, very practical. And it is showing basically some of it has really, really a lot of detail. Others of it has just enough. If you really want to know the truth about what goes on, you can let the Holy Spirit show you. like in David's case, David, King David, where King David, you know, really, really messed up. And, you know, but yet he walked away having a heart of God. But it doesn't give us an excuse to sin or do what we want to do. But what it does do is it teaches us, you know, and it shows the thing that's so great about David's story is it showed the shame that this is why you don't want to do this. This is why you don't want to do what David did, because look what happened to his family. Look what happened to his life. I mean, it just fell apart. And so we see that. And tonight we're going to look at the Tammy Faye, through Tammy Faye's eyes, movie that I saw. And Julie and I went and saw that. And so I want to talk to you about that a little bit tonight, and to share with you some things that I got out of that, and the things that she was trying to say, which I thought were really, really interesting. Some of the things that Tammy Faye was trying to tell us, warn us about, and I think God using her to, you know, show us, you know, what to watch out for, and the things that go on in ministry, the things that go on and open our eyes to the real life part of it, where we can start seeing, you know, how we need to pray for our ministers, how we need to pray for those that are in the front of the line, in the front lines, and doing the work of God in the front lines. Because I'm telling you, friends, you know, the enemy, when you get out in front, you become a hit for the enemy. And so I think that what I'm sharing with you tonight, and I think that Tammy Faye was trying to reveal in this movie, was not a bunch of condemnation at all. But I think that she was revealing to us as God's people why we need to pray, how we need to pray, what to watch out for. And because of that, you know, we're going to learn some things. We're going to see how to do warfare. So I don't know if you guys were around much back then when Jim Baker and Tammy Faye were out there, and you can go to YouTube and watch a little bit of it. But the movie that she has put out, I thought was very, very revealing in what she was trying to say. One of the things that Tammy Faye did was in this movie was reveal how Christians condemn certain sins more than others. And because what she reveals in this movie is that Jim had some homosexual tendencies, and it looked like he was, you know, they never really said for sure, but it was, he was accused of, and, you know, had some foreplay things going on with a guy named Fletcher, an evangelist named Fletcher. And I remember seeing Fletcher I don't know why I saw him in meetings or saw him on TV, I can't remember, but I remember his face. I remember that name. And, of course, when Jim fell, it's like somehow all that got mixed up in it. But they, in the movie, Tammy revealed that Fletcher and Jim were kind of like, they were like a little bit too friendly. And you go see the movie, you'll see what I'm talking about. And she did it in such a non-condemning way, but it kind of shocked her. She walked into the PTL studio, you know, when they were getting ready for a show or got finished with the show or something. I can't remember what the details were. But Fletcher and Jim were rolling around on the floor and wrestling and playing, but it was kind of like girlfriend and boyfriend. And that's what is in the movie. I'm not just saying this. This is not me guessing. You'll see it for yourself. And then later on in the movie, Jerry Falwell, who was part of the PTL and really was a very influential person, obviously, in the movie. And to Jim thought he was very influential, Jerry Falwell, and reached a lot of people. And so they kind of joined together to a certain degree. But Jerry Falwell was a little bit on the wrath of God side, and Jim was a little bit on the other side of prosperity gospel. And so you kind of see, when you watch this movie, if you go get to see it, some of it's a little bit raw. I will tell you that some of it is a little bit raw. I don't even know what it's rated. I just went and saw it. Yeah, I have to look it up. But some of it was a little bit raw. but it was, I think it's worth seeing if you want to learn something. But one of the things that she reveals in this is that one of the reasons that they hid the homosexual part with Jim, or that his tendencies toward it, big tendencies toward it, was that, you know, in those days, even now, but especially in those days, back in the 80s, you know, homosexuality in the Christian realm was like, you know, everybody just actually condemned homosexuals more than condemning homosexual acts. They condemned homosexuals. And, you know, and I was probably for that too a little bit. I'm sure I was. Because we're trying to deal with the things that were coming into our lives, right, in the globe, in the world. And so you saw this thing going on, and the church world were trying to deal with it. And Tammy kind of reveals that the reason that they hid it better, and Jessica Hahn, who is, if you know, kept up with the story of what went on with Jim Baker, had a one-time sex act with her in a hotel room. And I saw that was nothing but a distraction from the homosexual parts. And so, the reason that was going on was because homosexuality was, once they found out you were homosexual and you're a Christian, especially a Christian leader, you were going to be taken out. And they knew that. So they kind of distracted from all that. And you see on the show, on the movie, where Tammy Faye starts doing shows with, you know, live shows where she invited homosexuals in who had AIDS, and she would cry with them and say, "We love you," and, you know, "How does it feel to be homosexual? When did you start, you know, getting like that? When did you feel like you were?" And blah, 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 blah. And so she was trying to, you can see where the church was trying to deal with a very difficult issue. And she was trying to, I don't know exactly how right she was and what she did, but it was pretty much on the compassionate side, treating homosexuals as people, no different than you would, you know, a fornicator or a thief or whatever, you know, like, you know. So some sins, friend, are more condemned by Christians than other sins. So they kind of, they did very well. I would have never, I never thought about Jim Baker having those kind of issues at all. And I see now that the Jessica Hahn thing, she came out and said he, you know, had sex with me in a motel, that was a really, it says Fletcher, they even said in the movie that Fletcher set that up, who was the guy that Jim was kind of playing with. And so you can see how it was a great deflection and distraction from what really went on. Because it fooled me. I mean, I have to say, I went for it. I never thought of that. I didn't know Fletcher had homosexual tendencies and Jim Baker. I mean, I never did. And I think Jim Baker's cool. It's not that. So you see in the movie, it was very revealing. And she also reveals how being married to a homosexual, because they, in the movie, it shows that they didn't have sex very often. You know, they had a couple of kids, but their sexual activity between, you know, husband and wife was just practically nothing. And in the movie, it reveals that when that goes on in a marriage, how it creates problems for, you know, if it's the man not having sex with the wife, then it, you know, and the wife is, you know, wants that in that marriage. Of course, we all do, so it's part of our life. And if you're not getting that, then what it does is it opens up the door, like Paul the Apostle says. He said, don't abstain from that without permission, because it can cause you to, you know, fall into temptation. And then Tammy Faye reveals in the movie that her and the guy who produced some of her songs and music, her and him kind of got it on a little bit. It shows it, you know, shows part of it in the movie. It's not real raw, but it's kind of raw. And she opens up about that. That's what I love about that. She opens up. So she's sharing. She's trying to say to people, not, you know, because she was exposing herself, right? And Tammy Faye was writing all this stuff when she was on the deathbed. And so you don't lie when you're dying. When you're dying, you ain't lying. And so, I really valued the way that she brought it all out in a very upfront way, but yet to help people. She was in the movie. It reveals that Tammy Faye really did have a heart for wanting to help everybody and talk about everything. She wanted to talk about everything. She wanted to bring everything out into the open,
sexual issues in marriage. This is all in the movie, y'all. I'm just talking about this because this is in the movie. In the movie, it showed where, you know, that crowd full of people, they're on, you know, satellite TV all over the place, all over the globe, and they're having a doctor on there that had a what they call the penis pump. It's called the penis pump. And this is on TV, right? It shows, and so, and on the live show, it's showing where Tammy's sitting there and the doctor's sitting there, and then they got a lady, somebody, and it says, okay, if you're having trouble in your marriage relationship with sexual, he said, and they had this pump. I've never heard of the thing. And they pumped it up, and this little thing on a board kind of popped up, like, you know, and this is in the movie, right? And it says showing it on international television right there in front of everybody. And she's just, Tammy Faye just looking like, yeah, this is normal. We talk, this is normal. So I think she was really trying to show her heart and wanting to talk about everything. And I tell you what, I feel the same way. As people tell me, I talk a little bit too much. And they may be right, but, you know, I kind of identify with her in that we need to open up and talk about things. That's why I say let's get our sins out in the open so that, you know, and then let's just deal with them. But you can understand why there's some sins that even Christians, you know, maybe they shouldn't get out into the open because it's going to cause them a lot of trouble. Now, if God helps you and delivers you and you get delivered from it and then you want to open up about it, this is where I changed. The movie changed me on this one thing because I'm pretty strong on bring it all out in the open, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, I kind of changed after the movie because it helped me understand that if you're in the Christian world, in the United States, if you have certain sins and you get out and you say, oh, yeah, I did this thing, people are going to go like, oh, God, I didn't know you were like that, you know. Oh, let's walk away from this person. You know, and so you can kind of understand. She brings this out in the movie, at least in my opinion, and reveals that, you know, be careful what you do, you know. And if she was into it, that's why she had the penis pump, what they call the penis pump, and pumped up this little thing like a, you know, and just right there on TV, man, in front of everybody. And her mother had come to visit her for the first time in the audience, and right after they did the penis pump thing, so funny. I thought it was funny. And she said, oh, and by the way, my mother came all the way from, and my mother's here for the first time. Mom, stand up. And the cameras go to her mother. Yeah, well, you know, it was just very unusual. She was a very unusual person, that's for sure. And so she kind of exposed herself in the movie, having a thing going on with the producer. And later in the movie, her and Jim were fighting about it. And he was mad because she, you know, she got busted with it, said that, well, you know, he told me I was beautiful, and he told me I had a great voice, and Jim, you don't tell me that anymore, and you don't tell me, and it wasn't like justifying anything. She was just bringing out the fact, like Paul the Apostle says, don't abstain from those things. Take care of each other in those things. This is real stuff, y'all. I thought it was really, really cool, and I thought it was really, really a good revelation. Sexual problems in marriages are deadly. And if we don't deal with them properly, they can cause problems. So, So Tammy also brought out a major issue with the homosexuals concerning her husband. And I'm reading some of my notes here. And it was, you know, she revealed why they weren't having sex, you know, and it, what caused her to, Jim made her, once she got busted, here's the really odd thing about that. When she got busted by him, I don't know whether he had cameras in the, knowing she was probably doing some stuff with him, and he wasn't doing anything with her, so she, you know, so it wasn't really very just, but anyway, so he tells her one day, he says, honey, I'm not going to divorce you, but, and she goes, oh, honey, thank you, I didn't want a divorce, and he says, yeah, I'm not going to divorce you, but you're going to have to bring this out into the open on PTL. So she has to go out on PTL and sit in the couch with Jim sitting next to her and somebody else, a counselor sitting there, and they're bringing this stuff out like, yeah, I sinned, I did something really wrong, and you know what I mean? And he's making her get it right on national television, but yet he's not getting his stuff right. And it came back to bite him. It came back to bite him because when all the things began to be exposed, he got exposed. In fact, she's kind of exposing it in a very nice way in the movie. as you'll see if you go see it. And so I'm sorry if I'm blowing this for you, but it was such an amazing thing. Jerry Falwell kind of represented the religious group that almost like you listen to him, and then it's almost like you hear a hatred for not just for sin, but for the sinners. And so when Tammy Faye was having that interview with the homosexual guy who had AIDS and just crying over him and saying, honey, we love you, and we're so sorry that the church rejects you, we're so sorry that, you know, it's really kind of beautiful in a way. I'm not sure. I think she's correct in everything, but I loved the way that she was, you know, wanting to reach out and open up and, you know, let's try to fix this thing. It was really beautiful. I thought it was great of her to do that. And Jerry Falwell was the guy who represented the religious Baptist group who really just, you know, we can't have another those bunch of perverts. And, you know, I mean, you know, it's one thing to know something's perversion. It's not, just the way he talked about it, she didn't make him look very good. And she's probably, and what I remember of Jerry Falwell, that was about right. You know, he was just very strong in what he believed about those things. And he kind of came out a little condemning on it. And so she kind of shows why the church has problems from within, because we got people like, in her eyes, people like Jerry Falwell, who if you start talking about your issues, the church is going to condemn you to hell for bringing it out into the open. And you know what? She's pretty well right about a lot of it. So you have to really make sure. Now, I've kind of changed my mind on this now. I'm kind of at the point now where I'm looking at this thing differently, like, you know, maybe you shouldn't share some stuff, you know, unless God just tells you he's going to protect you, unless God says he's going to use it for you. You know, if you're ready for that, then do it. If not, I'm going to tell you, be careful what you do because of this movie. It kind of changed me on that because of the condemnation realm of Jerry Falwell, of not just sin, but of sinners. And that's what it looks like. And I believe her. I think she's telling the truth pretty good here. And so that's a thing. One of the main things that I got from this movie was that, and that Jerry Falwell saw her reaching out to the homosexuals as a bunch of compromise, and he revealed his side of the body of Christ that doesn't approve of things and condemns the person rather than condemn the sin and love the person. And she brought that out really good in the movie, and I think that she hit it right on the money. And I think I probably had things like that and maybe still do. I think that we need to get it out in the open. You know, that's what I learned about Tammy. Tammy is a lot like I am. I want to talk about everything. I've told you this before many times on PGN that my friends getting a little nervous when I say I'm going to talk about stuff because when I want to talk about it, you know, I'm ready to just bring it all out. Let's get it all out into the open. And, you know, after watching the movie, you know, I really did kind of see some points, some different points about that. And, you know, I think I'm changing my mind on some things as far as, you know, wildly just sharing everything with everybody. I may still do it myself, but I'm not going to recommend that other people do it unless, you know, God tells them to. So I'm really kind of got a little bit of a hold on that. And you guys know how I feel about that. I've talked about this for a long time. I really believe in if we get it all out in the open, what do we get to hide? What can anybody come back and say you did this? Like what's going on with Jim right now? This is going to Jim. Jim, I'm sure, if he didn't die from this physically, he's going to have a real – because this is really opening up some stuff that's got to be messing with him. So pray for Jim Baker right now because this is coming out while he's still alive. Tammy's dead. Falwell's dead. A lot of people are dead, but Jim Baker's not, and he's older and he's having some problems. So pray for Jim. I know this has to be hitting him hard, really, really hard. All right. Tammy reveals how she saw the body of Christ. And she was trying to turn all that around, literally using television, and I thought it was a very cool way of turning all this around, where we can open up and understand people, and understand why they do what they do, and let's go fight the real battle instead of condemning the people that have the issue that some of them just have it in their blood, just like condemning somebody for being an alcoholic. Because they took one little drink and became an alcoholic, and we blamed them. So I think that what we're going to learn to do, hopefully I can take it. I want to take the baton and take it to the next level, and you know, and bring some of this stuff out into the open and deal with the bloodline level. You know how we deal with things around here. We're going to take communion tonight. By the way, get your communion ready. We're going to take communion tonight. And I believe that it's so timely that her movie comes out right now for me personally because of what I've been asking God to help me, you know, do what I think Tammy Faye was trying to do. And with compassion for sinners and wanting people to be happy. Jim was a pretty much a prosperity person. He took it over the top about prosperity, and that became a real thing for him. And I think that he fed a lot of that, you know, and made it pretty big, and raised up a lot of the people that became part of the thing that now we condemn. We condemn that merchandising realm, the hyper prosperity realm. And so I think that we're right on track. I think that as God passes the baton to PGN, we're going to really believe God to, you know, do kind of what Tammy was doing in a sense, except, you know, we're going to take part of the thing we're going to do is take it to the blood level, to the blood cells and to genetic. And even though we've always known about genetic, I think that we are in a season now where we can really help people and have compassion on people and know why they do what they do when you understand the cellular realm and DNA and the blood issues that we have, that everything's in the blood and why Jesus shed his blood on the cross. I think it's not a new revelation, but it's something that's going to become really fresh and new and powerful to help the people, like in a way that Tammy was trying to help them. And maybe she just took it to the next level, and maybe we're supposed to take it to the next level after that. I'm not sure. That's what I feel like. You know, and I've never been a Tammy Faye person at all. Never was against her or anything. I just never really got into her. She seemed a little bit overdone for me, but very nice, and very, she's like a very nice person. But she really opens us up, and so I really think that, you know, and one of the things that's brought in the movie is how Tammy's mother, who was very religious, her mom was telling little children they were going to go to hell for doing certain things, and that represents what a lot of the church really were in, how Christians were, you know, even telling their little kids, like it showed in the movie that her mother, with Tammy Faye when she was like 10 years old, Tammy, you know, you're going to go straight to hell. You know what children do when they lie, you know, they go straight to hell. I mean, it's just kind of like, you know, it's like, wow, you know, the Assembly of God, that's the group that they were mainly affiliated with, you know, and a lot of other groups do the same thing. So I think that what this movie does is it opens up that what the spirit of judgment has done in the church, where we try to fix things by telling people they're going to go to hell, and how, you know, and we don't do it in the proper way and teach heaven and hell and teach about the things of God in the right way. Tammy got baptized in the Spirit with tongues when she was like about that same age. And Jim right away started preaching, you know, they met in Assembly of God, I think Assembly of God Bible school. And Jim started, you know, it shows him preaching prosperity right then, back when they were, you know, in Bible school. And then Tammy gets excited about Jim. She likes his new message. He's different. He's not condemning everybody. He's not, you know, telling everybody they're going to go to hell. He's telling people you're going to prosper and be blessed. And so she likes that part about him. So she connects with him, right, falls in love with him. So it's pretty interesting. You just got to go see it. He bought a new car. It started revealing how that Jim had an issue with always overbuying things. He went out and bought a brand new car when they first got married and didn't really have the money to pay for it. The car got taken away. And, you know, I think, you know, it just kind of reveals how that the prosperity message and how to go out and buy a car and God's going to take care of it. That's really basically what they said. You know, oh, don't worry, honey. All things are going to work out together for good, for God. We just buy the car and believe God to take care of it. And then he lost the car. And, you know, it was just very revealing stuff, very real stuff. And so, you know, he meets Pat Robertson, and a TV ministry opens up for him, and, you know, the car gets taken away because he forgot to make the payment. Or I think maybe they didn't have the money to make the payment. And that's when him and Pat Robertson got together. And Pat Robertson obviously had, you know, a very, very nice house, and they really liked the uppity, you know, thing of Pat Robertson's house, or at least with the movie shows. And so it goes on and on and on. But there's a lot of things that are revealed in this, and I'm going to share some of it again later. But, you know, friend, this movie is very revealing. And, you know, when I saw what I saw in it and meditated on it, you know, you can see how she's teaching and exposing and revealing, you know, issues that go on in the body of Christ, and how it's hidden, how it's condemned, pushed to the side, not dealt with. And I totally agree with her all the way. And so I'm believing God to, you know, change all that. Except we're going to find ourselves going to, you know, to the blood, into the bloodline, and bringing revelation about that to, you know, cause people to get back to the prosperity, meaning God meeting all your needs with ease, without a bunch of struggle, without a bunch of heartache and battle, and yeah. So anyway, there's a lot more to talk about there, but I want to move on here. I shared a little bit of the revelation I got from that, mainly that the points that I brought up tonight. I hope you can, if you get a chance, go back and listen to this again and kind of soak in. And it kind of gave me a little bit of an excitement for a purpose for PGN at a deeper level. And so I'm really excited about that. And I'm going to believe God with you. We're going to move forward with that and be able to get PGN out there. And right now we are reorganizing and restructuring our whole ministry. You know, we're getting a CPA to tell us some things that we need to do for, you know, the trading account for investment with PGN, how we have to do that. You know, we have people on the board that are, you know, listening to what the CPS say, and we're all looking at it and believing God to show us, you know, what he wants us to do. So, all right, very, very cool. All right, so let's get our communion together tonight, and let's believe God to, you know, I shared about a movie tonight on Thursday. I thought it was so right down the alley from the things I've been concerned about with our present ministries that have fallen just in the last few years. And how to deal with it and how to keep it from happening again. You know, that's what I'm looking forward to, is to be able to stop that and believe God to turn that around and deal with those that are in prison in a different way, deal with those that are in deep sin, that their sins are so dark that if they dare share them, if it gets out in the open at all, what they've done, even though they don't do it anymore, how the church is going to condemn. I mean, you know, that my whole mind got opened up to another level of wisdom. You know, so we're believing God to set up a throne room, as we've talked about the last few months. And the throne room meaning a place where God himself, by the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit, can you know, help us to help people and get things out into the open and forgive sin and get the bloodline cleansed, so people will not have to walk around as a Christian fighting their bloodline desires all the time, and because they have that inside them, they can't stop it. So we need to awaken to the power of God through the blood of Jesus, and to, like Jesus said to many of them, your sins are forgiven you. And he wasn't talking about just surface sins; he was talking about the sins in the bloodline, because he knew he was going to be shedding his blood. He knew about the blood, of course. He knew the issues come from the bloodline. And tonight, we're going to take communion. As we do that, I want you to let's focus on God opening our eyes to how PGN can, you know, take the baton in the sense that Tammy Faye and Jim were trying to do, not get into the prosperity, the merchandise. Really, the merchandise will take care of that. Taking care of the merchandise realm will take care of the prosperity teachings that are not in the Bible. When we take care of merchandising, that's gonna lay the root to that issue. That's why if you just whack away at the fruit of the prosperity message, when you just whack away at that, all you do is cutting the fruit off. We go to the root of it by going to the merchandising, which is really connected to the root of all evil. And we're gonna believe God to cut that loose and set people free from that and go to the root of the issue. And that way we won't be prosperity preachers, but we'll be truly walking in the prosperity of God's will and perfect will with purity and dealing with things from the bloodline so that we deal with them forever and ever. The anointing destroys the yoke. I believe the anointing is going to destroy the yokes in the bloodline. So Lord, we take communion tonight. We thank you. Let's open up the scripture here. Let's go here and do this. All right. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 11. And let's go to the Amplified version. See what that says about that. All right, 11:23. All right. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, and we're going to lift up the bread right now. And thank you, Jesus. Paul the Apostle said, "For I received from the Lord himself that instruction which I pass on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, 'This is my body, which is offered up to you as a sacrifice. Do this in affectionate remembrance of me.'" Let's eat, friend. Thank you, Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your body. We thank you, Jesus. We eat the revelation of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We lift up the cup in Jesus' name. And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in affectionate remembrance of me." Amen. Let's drink. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you tonight for opening our eyes, Lord, to the blood realm, to the blood cells, how that all works, dear Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for opening us up to the power of the gospel in the covenant we have with the blood of the Lamb. Lord Jesus, we thank you for opening us up to the power of deliverance in the roots. Our roots are our blood cells, our cellular, our genetic codes, the DNA. We thank you, Jesus. I speak cleansing and washing of your genetic code tonight, of your bloodline tonight in the name of Jesus. I declare you to be free. I declare your sins are forgiven you. The sins of your father forgiven you in the name of Jesus. Release you from your sin tonight in the name of the Lord. Iniquities, things passed down from the fathers that caused you to want to think about things you don't want to think about, to want to do things, to be tempted to do things that you really don't want to do. I speak that you are released from them and you are forgiven of them. They're forgiven in your bloodline for your children, for your grandchildren. We thank you, Jesus, for we're going to go to the root. In Jesus' name, and we speak to the roots. Be cleansed and be washed and let those roots be tapped into the glory of Jesus and the blood of the Lamb. Let the blood of the Lamb go through those roots draw up and suck up the blood and bring the blood into the body and bring the purity of God into the body, into the mind. In Jesus' name, I speak cleanliness and washing of the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Be delivered. Be free. And thank you, Lord, for showing us, open our eyes tonight, that we can see that there's more force than there are against us. It doesn't matter what the governments of the world do, Father. We have you. We have men of God and women of God who are born again, who are called of God, who walk in the power of God, that you are anointing for this time, for this day and this hour. And we are going to see the power of God flow and show like never before in all the earth. We are the generation that's going to see that in such power and wonder. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Let there be light. Let there be revelation in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got a great testimony from Jeannie tonight. Jeannie from Texas. I'm going to share that with you tonight. She got a major breakthrough, and okay, and okay. I'm reading somebody's text here. Hang on a second. All right, we got people that have real needs. And we're going to pray tonight for our loved ones. And all right, thank you. Thank you for being with us tonight. I want to share Jeannie's testimony tonight. It was really awesome, especially after the word we gave her last night. It was so cool. She shared it with me today, and I thought, that's awesome. You broke through. It's really cool. And then I realized about, 30 minutes later or so, oh, yeah, that word you got last night, that was it's so connected. It was amazing. I'm going to share that in just a moment. So get ready for that. So we're going to believe God to get you what will go with you into the millennium. Yeah. We go through the tribulation, all those things go on. Jesus Christ comes back. This all sounds so wild, doesn't it? So far-fetched. But it's amazing how we think it's so far-fetched when, the Bible says if you focus on these things, it'll purify your heart. You focus on the coming of Jesus and do everything you do in light of the coming. Amen? And that is, he wants us to, when we enter to the millennium, friend, we're going to have land, we're going to have property, we're going to have homes, we're going to have businesses. Things are going to go on. It's going to be amazing. So, yeah, let's get ready for that. Really, really, really cool. Okay, I'm trying to find. Oh, here we go. All right. So, So last night we pray over everybody on Wednesday nights where we don't really talk at all. We just go from caller to caller to caller, get their first name, what state they're from, and then pops over them. And so Jeannie calls in last night, right? And so I called her. If you're just Jeannie from Texas, and I started prophesying to her, that she had a blessing for land. She'd been looking for property, I don't know how long, 8 years. He said, we began looking in that area, but they actually got the property, I think today. Yeah, today. Today's what? Today's the 23rd. She texts me at about 1 o'clock this afternoon today, and she says, we got the place. They were looking at a place, and I think they saw the place, yesterday? I think it was yesterday, if I'm getting that right. There's all this information scattered all over the place. Found our new place during the Feast of Tabernacles, 9/22/21, and then actually got the property today, which is the 23rd, right? That's really cool. Found our new place during the Feast of Tabernacles. Awesome. 9/22/21. and then I think finished it and signed the deal or got it going, got approval, and she says that we got the play. And she said it just felt right. Here we go. Thank you. All right, so I sent her a text. I went, oh, my gosh, the word you got last night about having the land blessing, and God has given you a blessing for land and to, you know, I said, you know, something about, yeah, you're going to get those 40 acres, but it's about more than 40 acres, and it's going to be that you're going to, you know, God's going to bless you so you can have the land blessing. And the whole thing that her word last night was about the land blessing. And let's get her on here if she can talk. Maybe we'll get on right now. I think you're going to have to help me with this, Jeannie. I'm kind of like stumbling around. Yeah. Six what?
Yeah, I said you've only got about six different text messages from me there you're having to look at.
Yeah. So you've been looking for property for 8 years, right? Something like that?
Yep.
You and Holly?
Yep.
You and your husband?
Yeah, we have been looking 8 years and 8 months. We had started looking a couple of years before that, but initially we were looking over in a different area. And then nothing was really coming together with it, which, you know, it just wasn't time, honestly, looking back now. But then in January of 2012, you gave me a prophetic word and you told me, you said this year, and you paused, and then you said you're going to see, God's going to show y'all the area you're supposed to be in. And, of course, my mouth fell open because then I realized it's like, okay, we haven't even been looking in the right area. So in that year, on Christmas Day of that year, that's all the way to the end of the year, and that's when it made sense to me that when you said this year, and then you paused, and you said somehow. So Christmas Day of that year, only 1 week left of that year, a friend of ours invited us to their house that lived in Wood County, that lived in Mineola, and there was a place for sale about a half mile from her house. So we thought, well, we'll go eat lunch with them on Christmas Day, and then we'll drive over and look at that place because it was just right down the road. Well, we went over to her house. We went to Wood County that day. So we went to her house, and then it started snowing real hard. And we had to leave and come home, and we didn't get to go back to that place. So then New Year's Day, the weather had cleared and the roads had cleared. New Year's Day, we went back, and that day, New Year's Day of 2013, we began our search in that area. But
I see.
The interesting part when you go back is about when we were engaged to be married, about 2 weeks before we got married, the first thing I did was buy horses because I had sold my horses for a period of time, and then I found out about some horses for sale in Quitman, which is Wood County. You know, it covers several towns. We went to Quitman to buy these three horses. Neither one of us had ever been there before. And when we got up there, there was such a drawing, and it was like, this is beautiful up here. And we both felt such a draw to the area. And having never been there before, for 3 or 4 years after that, we kept saying, we wish we could move up here. We wish we could move up there. But neither one of us had employment up in that area. And we didn't know a soul up there other than the man we'd bought the horses from.
Yeah,
so,
now you're talking about the area that you actually bought right now?
Right. Actually, the place that we saw, the place we bought the horses from back then was probably like 5 miles from this property now. But that was in 1981, so that was 40 years ago. The first time we ever went to that area, we felt now I look back, it's like a supernatural draw to that area, not knowing why, just other than it just felt beautiful to us and we felt a draw to it. And then now here 40 years later, then the Lord is actually taking us to that, you know, taking us to that area. But, yeah, the Lord, I mean, when we, in January 2013, we started hunting. And here 8 years and 8 months later, we put a contract on the property, and I paid the earnest money today.
Wow. Okay, so let's go to the word last night, because what surprised me was when you, I know you've been looking for land for a long time, you're always sending me pictures, and look what me and Hollis found today, and blah, 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 and on and on. And it's really cool, and I would look at it and thought, man, that's cool. Maybe I could, if she doesn't get that, maybe we'll buy it. You know, so it's been kind of fun. But I want to go with this right here. So last night, after, I know you've been looking for land for a long time, and you find a place, that's not it. So last night, help me with the word last night. I remember something shifted in your word, and it had to do with the blessing to get land or the blessing to deal with land. And I think I even said something about, because I knew you, so I said something about, yeah, the 40 acres, but there's more than just getting your own acreage and having your own land. It's about being able to help other people get land and the blessing and the land
right.
blessing, something like that, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was all of that. Which you had said 40 acres over me, I mean, like a month ago or better, you said something. You said, I see what looks like about 40 acres.
Yeah.
And
then,
so you have mentioned 40 acres a couple of times since then. And then last night, you made when you said the prophetic word, you said this is not just, you said the 40 acres seems to be what God is doing now. You said, but there's more to it than just 40 acres. And I indicated that there would be more land, and then not only that, but like an anointing, I guess, to help other people get land and to worship God, you know, to even like send out worship off of from property that would open things up an anointing
to
acquire land, maybe to even sell land, and also to pray for others and help others to get their property.
Right, and I remember kind of at the end, I said something, I was talking about David, or something about David, King David, and how he had an anointing, and I don't remember what that was, but then it went right into you. I saw you, like, singing over land, and God getting, you know, doing something with the land when you sang over it, and so, you know, to help people capture their land or get land or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And
it cleanses the land.
Yeah, and so the whole word last night was about, you know, the ability, the power to get land, to cleanse land. And then today, which was the next day later, you know, and the Lord mentioned again the 40 acres. Well, you know, it's last night's word was you're going to get – it's not just about getting your 40 acres. You know, I didn't know that was 40, you know, but – so today, you sent that to me, you go like, and I had totally forgot that the Lord said 40 acres again, like you said, for about the third time. And you looked at a lot of properties. Not all of them were 40 acres. Some of them were 35, some of them were less. I don't remember all the details, but that was so amazing. And then what shocked me was you said, we got it. And I haven't heard that from you in 8 years. And then I kind of was sat there thinking about that. And then then the Lord said, yeah, that word I gave her last night, I'm going, Lord, you did. You spoke to her about the blessing of getting land and having the anointing for land. And then I text you right back and said, oh, my gosh, I just realized the word you got last night. It was so cool, man.
Yeah, the first time you mentioned 40 acres to me was in May. I remember now because I had made an offer on a place in Mineola that had 38 acres, and you had ministered, you didn't know how much acreage it was, but you said, I see you getting something that's like 40 acres. And I said, well, this place is 38, but we didn't get that one. We got outbid on it. And then we had looked at, I actually had put an offer on another place last week that had 42 and a half acres, but I kept not having peace about it. I just didn't have peace about it, even though it was pretty land and had a big horse barn. I honestly didn't like the house. But, you know, and I had thought, well, I can do some changes on the house, but I never had peace about it. And then that's when Hollis was looking because it had a creek that run through the side of it. And Hollis said, huh, that creek's called Ishmael Creek. And I'm going, oh, Lord, no, I don't want something named Ishmael.
Anyhow, our
offer got turned down on that one. And actually, I just felt like a relief when it got turned down on that one because I was pretty close to paying out on it anyhow. And yesterday
and then the next day. That's so amazing. And what's so really cool about this is that I'm just reading your text again. You know, 40 years of marriage. You say 40 years of marriage, right? Yeah. And and then 40 acres and, you know, 40-40. So there's something about the 40-40 thing. It's really kind of cool. Yeah. So anyway, that all kind of came about today. And you got it, you found the property during the Feast of Tabernacles on 9/22/21. That was pretty cool. Yeah, okay. You said Diane Nutt, who I know, Diane. Diane gave you the same word like a week later about 40 acres. That's pretty cool.
Well, she said, you told me about 2 weeks ago, you said something about you were ministering, but I remember you said, this is the season. And then like a week later, I had listened to Diane's program, her blog program, and she gave me a word and said, she said, this is the season. And it caught my ear really when she said that. You know, she was just praying for me. But then she said, you know, the Lord, matter of fact, I'll add this, she said something about, she said, you're going to do some things again that you've done in the past, but you haven't been doing recently because, you know, you used to, down when we were in Henderson, Hollis and I were leading worship some and things like that. And then she said, this is the season, you're going to do it again. And she said, I hear the Lord saying in a different town, in another town. And she said, whatever that means to you.
Wow, cool. Great job.
Yeah. So,
awesome.
Yeah. So
I love it.
You and her both said, this is the season.
So
cool.
That's so great. That's cool. So, all right. I wanted to share that with everybody. Jeannie's been looking for that property. So some of you have been looking, whatever you've been doing, 5 years, 8 years, 3 years, 1 year, and you're like going, what's going on? I don't know. And not everybody has an eight-year thing they're going to have. Some people are going to have a, you know, I don't know. There's no timing on anything. So let's just believe God. Lord, we just pray tonight. Jeannie and I come together tonight, and we speak the blessing over people looking for houses, for homes that will take them into the millennium. It's not something you're going to like, oh, we're going to have to sell this thing and start, you know, going, evangelizing the world. You know, no, you're going to keep that house because God gave you that house. God blessed you with that house. And when God blesses you with something, it can go through the fires and it'll still be standing. The fire of tribulation, great tribulation, the fires of whatever, and it's going to be standing. And so we thank you, Lord, for the power to go into the millennium. Everything we get, we're not going to have to go, well, am I going to get rid of this and get rid of that? Because, no, we're going to make our decisions in Jesus, and Jesus is going to open up those things for us, and everything he blesses us with will go with us into the millennium. It will always be ours through Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for that. And Lord, we pray tonight for those who are looking for land and property and homes. We release that anointing. I know Nikki and Charles are looking for, you know, that place, and we thank you, Lord, that you're going to open that up for them. In the name of Jesus, open it up for all those right now, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, you want to pray over anybody real quick before I move on about land and property or whatever?
No, something I would like to say, I called in to Deborah's program because I knew Deborah on Tuesday night.
On Tuesday afternoon.
I called into Deborah's program because Deborah, I knew that Deborah and her husband had just moved. And I told Deborah, I said, do you realize PGN team that Deborah and her husband had just moved, Terrence and Tanisha had just moved. Now Hollis and I have found our property, even though we'll have to build a house on it. It does have a double wide to live in while we build a house over there. But, I mean, we found our property in that that you're looking for a new studio, which may involve y'all moving to a new home, too. And I said, do you realize how many of the PGN team or family are moving or being relocated or found in places? And, you know, and certainly some of those that listen to the program, you know, that are still part of the PGN family, that what God is doing. He's positioning people.
Wow. Go ahead. I'm just wowing. Sorry.
That's it. Yeah. I mean, it just blew me away. And I mean, Deborah, too, when we were talking about that for just a minute, I was like, do you realize how many, what God is doing here? How many are being moved? How many are being relocated and that God is doing this? And it seems to be something that's, I mean, it's common, just like something going on in PGN, almost how God is positioning people where he wants them. So it just blew me away when I thought about it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm glad you brought that up. I had not really put all that together. That's right. Wow. And Chris, too. Chris has got some property things going on, too. His is, so there's some things developing there with him. Chris, he's not one of our hosts. But, yeah, so the host, that I had not put that together. Very interesting. So that just tells you, be a host for PGN and you'll get your house. No, not really. I'm just kidding. And send in $100 and you'll sure enough get it. No, we don't do that here. Sorry. You can't buy – Jeannie doesn't have a book to buy, and you can't buy her anointing. You just have to get it from God yourself, right? But we can help pray you through so God can give you your own anointing. It'll be free, too. It may cost you everything. It may cost you all your heart, soul, mind, and will, but when you it'll be worth it, friend. I guarantee it. Jesus will do it for you, and it won't be because you paid some man or whatever. It'll be because you paid the price for Jesus, and because he paid the price for you. Awesome, girl. Thank you for bringing that up. That it really encourages me. I had not put that together. Cool.
I expect you to find your property. I totally do.
Thank you.
I expect you to find it soon.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I'm just kind of like in limbo about it. I'm like going, God, you know, I gave a word to Nikki and Charles, I think, last night. I can't remember. I think it was last night or Tuesday. I can't remember. Some of the last couple of days. And the word was that now that land is so high that nobody can afford to get it, you know, most people can't afford to get it, with houses is up on it, you know. I said, you know, just like Abraham and Sarah got their blessing when it was impossible for them to do it, you know. So you never know how the blessing is going to come to you. But that's really interesting that the PGN host have, Deborah and them got their house. I think she told me I gave a word, you know, about a, I don't remember the timing, about a month or so before. She said, Randy, one night on the show, you gave a word. She has to maybe clear me up on this if she's listening, so I make sure I get it right. But I'll just say it the way I remember. She said, Randy, you said somebody's getting a new house, or somebody's getting a house or something, a new house, I don't remember what it was. She said, that just started happening to us, and it literally happened. So she said, I wanted to let you know about that. I said, thank you. And then Terrence and Tanisha, we never did put it all together about the words, but I gave a word one night that I think about the same time for Deborah about a new house, and Terrence and Tanisha were getting their house thing going on. So it's so cool. And then Jeannie got words from other people and from me and from other, and I know all these other people probably have gotten words from other people, and we thank God for all the prophets who speak to God's people. We're so thankful for all of them. But it's just what's amazing about all of it is not what the prophets are saying so much, it's what God is doing for his people. That's what's amazing.
Right.
We're coming to a time of a lot of pressure. The pressure is coming down, but guess what happens with pressure? Things get birthed. Brand new things get birthed into reality, and that's what we're going to see. So it's going to be worth the pressure, y'all. Just get ready. All right, Jeannie, thank you so much. Jeannie's one of our hosts on every Monday she comes out, unless she's needing to take the night off. Well, she won't be having to chase land anymore.
That's right. We're gonna have to wean off of looking at properties and you know, looking at Zillow and Trulia now. We've done that for so long, it's become a habit. I said we'll have withdrawals from that nearly.
Well, no. You probably will, but what I'm saying is, and I don't know if I'm kidding or not, I can't tell, but it's like, no, y'all aren't gonna stop. Y'all aren't gonna wean from that because you're gonna be looking for land because you got the land blessing. Get land.
All right, I receive that.
Yeah, and I have friends of mine who tell me, for years, they said you laugh and joke and give words when you're laughing and joking, and they said more of those come to pass than any of them. I go, well, thanks a lot. It's not very nice. So who knows?
I'll
that may
really
be one of those.
It may be. Right. I'll sure think it.
I feel the anointing on it
but
right now.
You.
I do. I feel the anointing.
Wow.
Yeah, so. All right,
cool.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, thank you, Jeannie. All right,
thank you for letting me tell
it. Oh, I'm just, it's such a joy. Thank you, really. All right. All right. We just love God's people. I love testimonies. I want to get that on there tonight. Jeannie just, they've been looking for land for like 8 years. And, you know, so that was a big thing, and I wanted to share that tonight. Plus the word that came out last night. And she got a word from Diane McNutt recently, if you know Diane. Thank God for that. I think she has, must have a show that she props us. Maybe you guys need to check it out. Very cool. It's very interesting what God's doing. So get ready. Get ready. All right, what are we doing? We took communion. Okay. I get lost, man. I do. I guess. Thank you, Jesus. This is so cool to listen to all this stuff. All right, maybe that'll be your testimony next. I told you about our friend, Paulette, who gave $25 last week, and I was a prayer for offering, and she said, pray that I will be able to, that my daughter will contact me. Because her daughter had contacted her, they couldn't figure out, that, you know, they was hoping she wasn't hurt or something, or, you know, whatever. You know, you never know these days. So Paulette was very concerned about that. She said, Randy, would you pray? So last Thursday, I prayed over offering. I prayed over Kayla, and the word that I got about Kayla was that that you were going to hear from her, but in a very unusual way. So she did, and I don't know if she will let me share that or not. She might not care. She didn't say don't share it, but I don't want to be very careful. But Paulette said that that's exactly what happened, and that was last Thursday, and I guess she heard over the weekend or something. I don't remember the exact day, but it happened right after that. She said, Randy, you're not going to believe this. I heard from right after you prayed that prayer on Thursday. She said, where's that at here? Let me just read it to you. She says, you prayed over my offering on Thursday, and when she listened to it, I think like the next day or so, she said that you said, said God, allow Paulette to hear. She said, this is what she said, I said, what the Lord said. You said, God, allow Paulette to hear from Kayla in an unusual way. Well, my daughter I just heard from my daughter in an unusual way. She told me what that is. She said, thank you for the PGN family and for God answering prayers. I said, you're so welcome, dear. That is so beautiful. So, all right. Very awesome. This is another testimony. If I've forgotten y'all's testimony, you know, please resend them to me. I get so many things going on that I can't keep up with myself very well sometimes. So please pray. We have so much going on. We're going through so much stuff, and it is such a blast. I'm not whining at all, I don't think. It just really is. It's awesome, and I'm having a good time. So if I forget something, please don't think that I'm shunning your word or forgetting about it. Well, I didn't forget about it, but just remind me. Don't feel bad about reminding me two or three times, okay? And so please do that. Pray for Keith, Robin's husband, Robin and Keith. Remember them? They've been with us for a long time. Pray for Keith. Keith has been having some real difficulties with his breathing and that kind of thing, symptoms of COVID. So pray about that. All right, y'all? Okay. All right, let's pray over offerings. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you're doing for that, God. We give you the glory. And all right, let's go here and do this. Let me check and see if there's any other offerings I'm missing, and then we're going to pray over offerings tonight. So when you get a word, man, just don't just think, he's just flapping his jaws. Well, I may be flapping my jaws, but I might just be flapping my jaws for Jesus, which you never know. You know, please don't just write it off as, oh, there it goes again, just flopping around. All right. Try not to do that if you can. Just try to believe God, because you never know what's actually going to happen and how it's all going to happen, how it's going to manifest. It could happen the next day. It could be the next week, the next month, the next year. I really never know. I have no idea about how any of it does. And so, yeah. All right. God is good. That's all I know. And he's good to his people. That's for sure. Okay. All right. Here we go. I think I got it now. Okay. We got Anya tonight, $5. Thank you, Anya, for that $5, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for blessing her and keeping her and watching over her, dear Jesus, and, you know, opening up her development realm. God, you're developing her. Let the developer in her begin to open up and speak forth that she can, you know, you can develop in her, God, a new phase, a new style, a new season. It's like I see God, you know, like, you know, some things we do over and over and over again, and not that that's not God, but sometimes God just turns around and gives us a new, fresh way of doing it, you know, kind of adds to it maybe, or refreshes it, and you know, it's like maybe you've driven a motorcycle for 20 years, and you may not change and get a car. You may get a different, better motorcycle, but but it's refreshed, it's new. So it's like I see God refreshing you and giving you new ways to do things, new ways to pray, new ways, new gifts of the Spirit to work with on you. So let God open you up to that. And so God's going to open you up to it. He's refreshing you. He's like saying, "Hey, Anya, how about a freshness?" And he just refreshes you with this with new excitement about, you know, and like you feeling challenged with things in a new way. Like all the stuff going on with the government, all the fear going around. It's like God using it to challenge you to a whole nother level of faith. You know, like, okay, I'm not going to succumb to that. I'm not going to yield to that. I'm going to rise up in the name of Jesus and like put a challenge in your heart where you start feeling, you know, like your faith is being challenged. Sometimes you have a lot of great faith on you, but sometimes we need things to come along to challenge our faith. And I see God using different things to challenge your faith, to like wake it up to a deeper level, to a higher level, and God bringing you into a higher level of faith. And, yeah, in Jesus' name. So that's really, really cool. All right. Andrea, $5, building fund. Thank you, Andrea, for that. And we thank you, Jesus, for Andrea. We thank you, Lord, for the love of God in Andrea. Lord, I thank you for the love you put in her, Jesus. I thank you for the mercies that you've given her. I thank you for the tender, loving mercies and compassion that you have given Andrea, God, and open them up, God. Shock her, shake her with the compassion that's inside of her, that she will think that Jesus Christ just walked up to her and had compassion on her, but she's going to realize that compassion is already inside of her. God has put that compassion inside of you, and he's awakening it in a whole new way. And so it's going to surprise you. You're going to find yourself having compassion on people that you've been a little rough on because maybe they were just like, you know, a real dingbat or something like that. Dingbat, is that a right word? I don't know. But, you know, I mean, I do the same thing. I'm just like, sometimes I'm really, you know, we're talking about that tonight with Tammy Faye in the movie where, you know, she would, you know, brought up this thing where, you know, certain groups of people are just really almost mean, you know, and I think they're trying to be righteous and holy and they think they're doing the right thing. But really, a lot of it is pure condemnation, and it's not Christ-like at all. And so I'm seeing myself. I'm seeing God show you how to be righteous with righteous indignation toward the evil, and much compassion for the sinner, and looking at that person who's wrapped up in all that filth and that disgusting stuff, and look at them as a human being who could spend their life in eternal hell, in the flames of fire, and you're saying, God, no, I don't want that. I don't care what they've done to me. I don't care what they've done to anybody. Do not let them go to hell. Do not let them pay the price for eternal wrath when Jesus Christ took the wrath of God upon the cross for them, and seeing them as your friend, as you know what I'm saying, compassion unlocking you in a whole other level. And I'm not believing God for that for me, too, in some areas, right? In some areas, yeah. We all need that in some areas. So thank you, Lord, for that with Andrea, God, and I claim it for myself, too, Jesus' name. I'm hogging at work tonight. And I really do crave that. Really, really cool. All right. Shalonda, $10. Thank you, Shalonda. Thank you, Jesus. You know, Lord, I just pray tonight that, that Shalonda, God, will find herself being blessed so much in some areas that she's going to say, I gotta share this stuff. I gotta share, and God, and I see a release of the giving spirit upon you. You already have a giving spirit upon you. There's no doubt about that. But God expanding it and showing you all the different ways to give, because God wants to prosper you in every area of your life, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, financially, socially, in every way. And so what he's wanted to do is show you that, you know, we can be generous in two or three ways, but then God's showing us that there's 100 ways to be generous. And so we go, wow, I never thought about that. And so he starts showing you how to give generously in all these different ways, all these different developments of giving, and increase your ability to give and all that to a whole other level. And the purpose of it is, Shalonda, is so you can receive more, that your life will be more fully abundant. The Bible says that Jesus, that Satan came to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus came to give life and give it more abundantly. So abundance means it's not just a whole bunch of money, but abundance is all of it. It's plenty of money. It's plenty of love, plenty of compassion, plenty of giving, you know, helping the poor, helping the needy, helping the people in all different kinds of ways. And having every part of your being and your life filled with the glory of God, because you've learned how to give, you know, in every area. Like you give in 10 different areas, which is a lot, and now you give in, you know, 90 more different areas, so to speak, and broadening and opening up to a true thickening powerful, rich, full blessings of God in every area. Amen. In Jesus' name. I felt that, man. Shalonda. Shalonda. Man, my gosh, that was like, wow. I don't even know. I thank God. I've never even thought about that before. Like, just like that, that is like really cool. I will take that one too. I want to share that with you, Shalonda. I may hog everybody's word tonight, right? Yeah. All right. Angela Joy, $10. Thank you, Angela Joy. Thank you, Jesus. For Angela, God, I thank you for the soles of her feet, God, where the soles of her feet tread, showing her how to, you know, take possession of things, showing her how to take possession, and not necessarily just for yourself, you know, that too, of course, but because God wants to bless us, and if we're not blessed, how are we going to bless others? So God wants to bless us. He wants us to be blessed, and so I thank you, Jesus, that God's going to show you, you know, how the soles of your feet tread and walk on things. how to start that taking possession and taking dominion, and how to finish it. In other words, all the steps in between. God giving you step-by-step instructions on how to start it. Like we start out by sometimes we had it walk around on it and all that. And then how to go, you know, as he guides you from step to step, you know, to finish it. In other words, it's not like he starts it out and then you got to figure out how to do it, you know, and then you finish it up with, you know, he finishes it up, but he's going to take you through all the steps, you know, and give you the procedures and the ways and the things and the people in Jesus' name to connect with. Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord. Amen. All right, Donna from, Donna from Florida. Thank you, Donna. From Florida, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for that special anointing, God, to do special miracles, in Jesus' name, that those special things, to find out those, you know, we do good things all the time for people, you know, and we get used to that in the realm of doing good as God guides us. And then it's like there's special things. Like sometimes a special thing can be a little thing. It can be just bringing somebody a flower. It could be doing something for somebody that we don't even know that that's her favorite thing. I've had friends of mine who have done that. I had one prophet friend who was very good at that. She would go to the store and shop around, and the Lord would tell her, get this for Randy. Yeah, literally. I mean, this has happened several times with one of my friends. Get this for Randy. So she'd show back up. She'd show it. When I see her, she'd say, "Here, Lord told me to give this to you." I'm going like, "What?" She says, "Yeah, he said you needed it." I'm going like, "Oh my gosh, I couldn't believe it." And I was like, it was special. And if she did that, I don't know, a few times. I remember how many times, but it's one of the anointings that she had. And it was that girl was like a precious giver and a special giver. So that's kind of what I'm talking about with you, like, you know, special miracles. Or, you know, when she did that, it wasn't like a big million-dollar miracle. It was just like some little something that, you know, that I just happened to go, man, you know, I could use that, but I didn't have time to go get it or whatever. She'd show up with it. I go, how do you know that, girl? It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. Yeah, so pretty cool. So anyway, God opened you up to that, and it really showed me with her that person that did that the her ability to hear from God and to bless people with special blessings. Really a special thing. Really cool. So that's all yours. Amen. Angela Lanham, 1717. Thank you, Angela. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for the things that she's incapable of doing, that you start doing them for her. And here's Angela. Here's what I hear you saying. I hear you saying, God, I can't do that. You know, it can teach me, but I can't do that. I don't know how to do that. And just being honest with God. You know, Lord, I feel like you want to bless me in that area, but I don't know how to do it or what to do. And you just go, Lord, you know. And so the Lord says, yeah, okay, well, I'm going to do it for you. Or have somebody else do it for you who can or whatever. In other words, when God does stuff for us, Angela, let him, he sometimes does it through other people. And that's what sometimes getting married does, is that you have a person, areas that you're strong in, they'll be weak in and they need you. And then there's areas that you're weak in, that they're strong in, they can do things that you can't do, right? And so it's kind of like, you know, God doing that for you. Go here in a second. Yeah, so, you know, anyway, God really opening that up for you, Angela. And, yeah, thank you, Jesus, for that ability, God, to bring her the people that, you know, because that's why we, even in marriage, when God brings you somebody, that's when we got to learn how to receive their strengths when you're weak or maybe don't have the ability to do it or don't. It's hard for us to do it. It's easy for them to do it, but hard for you to do it. We start acknowledging that. And so when God brings two people together, you know, that's why one can fit 1,000, two can fit 10,000, because you have no weaknesses or very little weaknesses. And so I see God doing that with you and bringing you strength and to do things that you, you know, normally can't do. Amen. Yeah, that's awesome. All right, Rita from Florida, 2021. Sharina or Rita, 2021. Thank you, Lord, for that. And Jesus, I thank you, Father, for bringing those things to pass that concern her, that will allow her to move into her future. I thank you, Lord, that 2021, before 2021 is out, you're gonna find yourself being enabled to move into your future, enabled to move into your future. You know, so there's something that has to happen. Like right now, let's say with PGN, you know, we need land, we need money, you know, and so we don't really, you know, we just believe in God. God's just going to do it somehow or another. Some way it's going to happen. You know, land just doesn't go up for everybody but preachers. It goes up for preachers too. Land goes up for everybody. Everybody wants to make a buck, right? And so, this has put us in a whole other end. So if let's say before 2021 was out, God brought in a financial miracle that allowed us to buy, you know, the property that we want, you know, that God wants. And so, like, that enables us to move into our future with PGN. You see what I'm saying? So I see God doing some stuff like that with you. In Jesus' name, open that up. And to move into her future, Father, right now, by the power of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, let's go here. Okay. Karen, $25. Thank you, Karen. pray for her for,
look at this. She's giving me something here to pray over, but I can look at it. Let's go ahead and do this.
All right. To pray for divine intervention, guidance, protection, favor, freedom, and financial increase over me and my family. Amen. Thanks for the prayers and the words you have given me. You're welcome. God is good. He's so gracious. And so, Lord, I just come in agreement with that. That divine intervention, Father, and guidance her, guiding her, and protection and favor with every area of their life, God. You're going to I speak prosperity over Karen. In Jesus' name, the fullness of prosperity. In other words, the fullness of prosperity is the more you give out your life in every area that you give your life. And there's many different ways to give. When you fully give out in every area of your life, then God fills it back up. And when He fills it back up, it's heavy. It is heavy. It's heavy and weighty. The glory of God is weighty. God, I thank you that you're going to weigh her. You're going to fill her up with full, rich, you know, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. In other words, it's shaken together means that it's packed down. It's not some, you know, fluffed up blessing. It is packed down and running over. So I thank you, Lord, for the packed down, running over blessing for my sister in Jesus' name and favor, God, right now by the power of God. Amen. All right, Sally from UK, London. Thank you, Sally, for that $25. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we thank you, Lord, for giving her more space, more room to move, more freedom in her financial arena, in her mental state, God, to be able to state exactly what she wants, to state and be able to clarify with precision. I see God bringing you into precision ideas, precision things, like very precision means sharp, means effective. You know, and effective, sharp and effective. God is making you sharp and effective, so that when you strike at something, when you go at something, when you try to do something, it's effective. You know, because it's like when David threw that little stone. I see you throwing like little stones at fear, little thing, not big. We think God has this big, humongous, big bomb, you know, or stone to take down, you know, Goliath. But it was with David. God is a little bit, is a little rock. a little smooth rock. And that little smooth rock, Sally, went right between the armor. Because sometimes our situations seem impossible. And fear tries to tell us, there's no way you can take that down. You can't pierce that armor. It's impossible. But it's not about piercing the armor. It's about the precision of the way we pray. Just in our spirit, we become precise and with the Lord. And even when we don't know what we're doing, God does it through us anyway. We think we have to know everything all the time. We don't. God's precision comes through us. Most of the doctors, people talk about me, so you get more stuff right on when you're playing around than you do when you're being serious. So thanks a lot for that one. Wow. You know, but anyway, it's kind of saying like, even when I'm not, you know, being serious, it's like God just does stuff when I'm having fun, you know, just boom. And it really is true too. So thank you, Lord, for that precision, and Sally, in Jesus' name. And even in spite of herself, I mean, we're not going to be able to do everything perfect, Sally. You know, I still don't do anything much perfect. You know, it's just by the grace of God. Like when I speak words, I don't have a clue what I'm doing. Are you kidding me? I give the information that I get, and if people can interpret it properly and understand it correctly. It'll be something. It's something because it comes from the Lord. It's not just ready knows nothing. And so I see God really bringing you into precision, and so that when you go for something, it's effective because God is guiding the stone. God is guiding. It's not that you're the most perfect, you know, slingshot thrower. You know, it's the fact that when you throw it in faith, God takes it from your hand because you give it to Him. You say, God, I don't know how to do this. You know, there's no way that can happen, but I'm going to trust you. And I sling that slingshot, and that rock goes out, and God guides it, and it comes precise. So you're more dependent on God's grace and His power and His help than you are in your abilities even. So that's cool, man. I like that because you know, the dream I had about Grace, Allie, right? Remember that? Where I had these ceiling fans up in there, like three of them. You know, why I had three, I don't know, but there were three. And none of them were really doing the job right. And so all of a sudden, you know, this guy came up beside me. His name was Grace. And he flung some, you know, he just threw them in the air. He threw some parts up in the air toward the ceiling fan. He stood up in there, and all of a sudden the whole thing, everything started working perfectly. And I'm like, well, man, why couldn't I do that? You know, it's like, that's Grace. You know, Grace just comes in. And I was trying. I was working on it. I was doing my best. I wasn't perfect. Wasn't doing it all exactly right. But you know what? God's grace stepped in and made sure that the job got done right. Yeah. And that's what we need, amazing grace. We just have to go for it and not give up, right? Yeah. Pretty soon we're going to see Goliath laying at our feet with a sword, whacking his head off, taking that fear down and winning the victory for the body of Christ. All right, Paulette, $25. Pray for Kayla again. We thank you, Lord, for Kayla, all the details you gave me. Thank you for that. And, Lord, I just pray, Father, that they will give her favor, that she will learn whatever has got her into, you know, that ideas and all the thoughts go through her head. However she got there, that, God, you will correct that and stop that and straighten that out and turn that around in Kayla's life, God. And do it in Jesus' name. Let this whole situation do that for her, to correct it before things get out of hand. You know, when the devil gets a hold of us sometime, man, he can get us out of hand quick. So we need to pray that we bind the devil so that he cannot take advantage of, you know, the weakness of every human being. We all have different weaknesses in our life. The enemy tries to take advantage of it. And that's why we need people praying for us. And we need to pray for our minister. We need to pray for people that, like Jim Baker and Tammy Faye Baker, you know, back in the day, and you know all of our lead ministers and our you know, we need to pray for them and talk straight about it, but without condemnation. You know, pray. So we thank you, Jesus, for that. Amen. So Paulette, Lord, I thank you for Paulette, God. I thank you for her ability to effectively pray and effectively hear and effectively know and find herself. You know, where you might would have, you know, been hit by the enemy and took a few days to get over it, where he just hits you and bounces off. You feel it. It's like getting a dart stuck in your skin. You pull it out, and, you know, it hurts, it stings a little bit, but then, you know, it goes away because the poisons can affect you. And God is making you, Paulette, where the poisons of bitterness from other people, the hate, the unforgiveness, the temptations of the enemy, or the oppression of the enemy trying to throw darts at us. If that poison hits you, it's like, man, it can't even touch you. It can't even faze you. It's like your system goes, you know, that's wrong. That ain't gonna happen. You know why? Because you're that poison can't affect you because you've gotten the poison out of your life. Therefore, the poison cannot affect you any longer. Amen. All right, Sandra, $30. Thank you, Sandra, in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for special favor. I thank you for special favor, for special time. In Jesus' name, open her up for special. And I see God giving you scriptures and words and things that are structured to undermine the enemy, to disarm the enemy. I see God using you to disarm the enemy. Like, God's going to give you weaponry. Our abilities, you know, unlock the abilities in you to disarm the enemy. Sometimes we can stop a war with people and situations and issues in business and life by disarming it. Sometimes the Lord says, Randy, you can disarm that by let there be no appearance of evil, right? I'm going like, what? How do I appear evil? He said, well, you know, you know it's not, you're not evil, but when sometimes when people think you're doing this, you know, it's like you got to, if you can change that, change it. That way there's no appearance of evil. That way it doesn't cause you a bunch of extra warfare. So I've learned how to be careful what I say, who I say it to at times, even though I don't mean anything. You know, people that know me know that I don't mean anything by that, but other people do, and it creates, they really don't know me, so when they hear me say things, they right away take it to the worst thing because that's just the way they think. So God's showing me how to be around certain people so that I don't arm them with things that, though it's totally innocent on my end, you know, they take it wrong because their heart is there. And so, you know, so, yeah, it's not about being a man pleaser. It's about being wise with and disarming the enemy from our loved ones, from, you know, our kids, our family, our business friends, all that, and disarming that and find ourselves in a lot less warfare and a lot less battle because we're disarming, and then teaching other people how to disarm, you know, their enemies. Amen. And then make our enemies our friends. Amen. The Lord showed me, he said, when I show you how to disarm your enemies, they're going to become your friends. But sometimes people become our enemies. It's because of their imperfections. But at the same time, Paul says, you know, be careful what you do in front of, you know, if eating meat in front of your brother offends him, don't do it. Right? Yeah. And so it doesn't mean that you can't eat meat, but it says, you know, there's certain things you do that for the sake of conscience, for heathens and people that be careful what we do in front of them at times. And so the Lord says that I'm going to hold you accountable for that. That's what he told me. I'm going like, what? Hold me accountable because I ate some meat in front of people? You know, yeah, it's or whatever. You know, my freedom, don't let my freedoms cause other people to sin. So I was like going, it was a whole new thing for me. And I still don't have a hold of that real good, but I've gotten a lot better. And I just started praying, Sandra, Lord, make me aware of how to, you know, not, you know, do things that cause people to sin and do things, you know, as far as, you know, Paul the Apostle says, you know, don't eat meat of the idols, even though we know idols have nothing, have no power. When we go to buy food at the store and Paul says, don't even ask him if it's been offered to idols, because you can't eat it, even though we know there's no power with idols. You know, if you ask about it, people are going to hear you say, oh, yeah, that was offered up to idols, and you eat it, they're going to think there's something wrong with you, even though there's not, right? So God's showing us how to disarm things and disarm people so that we don't cause ourselves more warfare. It's, you know, I'm still working on that one, but it's really powerful, amen, and brings a lot of peace. So I thank you, Lord, for giving him wisdom. Amen. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Maybe God will give you some scriptures on that you can share with other people too. Teach that and revelate on that. All right, Regina, $40. Thank you, Regina. Regina from California, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for Regina. God, I thank you for like a new clothing line. I don't know what a new clothing line is going on, like, you know, whether this is a spiritual thing. I'm not sure what this is. But, you know, God bringing you, you know, better quality all around. Mainly your spiritual life is moving up to a higher quality. It's almost like you're entering into a new season, Regina, where the your spiritual robes are, you know, higher quality or something. I don't know what that is. But, like, you know, a lot of times robes and clothing spiritually represent what realm of authority that we have. You know, like in the priestly realm, when the high priest wore garments that the other priests didn't wear, so they, since they saw them, they identified them as, okay, you know, we honor them because they are, you know, they are the high priest. I mean, the garments they wear and the things they wore represented that. And that's kind of what I'm trying to say, is that I see God is giving you a raise, you know, or upgrading you, and that may even change your, you know, in your clothing. God may be getting ready to bless you in that area. You know, for some reason, I don't know, but it sure has to do with authority, and for sure, because I was giving somebody a word last night about authority. When God gives you authority, you don't need money; you need authority, right? You don't need blessings; you need authority. You don't need friends; you need authority, and to take authority over things and have dominion over things, and then God, you know, it opens the door for our friends and our blessings and our money to come in because we have authority. A lot of people are trying to get authority and, I mean, money, and what they need is authority, right? Because once you get the money, if you don't have authority, you lose the money, right? But authority helps you get the money, you know, so to speak, get the blessing, get the thing, whatever it is, help the person, deliver, you know, pray, prophesy, the authority to do that. Once you have the authority to do that, everything else just follows along. Everything else just comes. Yeah, so thank you, Jesus, for that realm of authority. Amen. Amen. All right. Noelle, $50. Thank you, Noelle. Thank you. She says, bless you and TGN, what all you do. Thank you for that. And Julie. Amen, 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 amen. The completion realm, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the completion realm. I hear the word completion. Completion, completion, completion. Completion. Let's have a completion. Let the completion, let things be complete. Number three means completion. Complete, complete, completely complete. I remember when Jeannie was getting her, Jeannie's actually the next person I'm praying for. That's cool. When Jeannie was getting her blessings and they were starting to unfold, when she was getting some of her, oh my gosh, I didn't realize this was about her inheritance. Jeannie will testify to this. Oh, wow. Thank you, Lord. And she was having a battle with it. And one day, I got the numbers 333, just like that. And I said, and I texted her, I said, you know what that means, 333? That means complete, complete, completely complete. So we're finished. And sure enough, the next day or so, I can't remember exactly what it was. Things started happening. So that's what I'm hearing for you is God's going to complete the completion, completing things, finishing things. So, and then Jeannie moved from getting her inheritance money to now the land. Now they're able to move into the land and maybe build their house and whatever they can do. So, and Jeannie will tell you that, call her, show her, and ask her if she can remember all that. We've got text proof to prove it, and also go back and look and remember. So God's completing something being completed in Jesus' name. And the devil is a liar. And men think they rule things. Yeah, well, God has dominion over them. Amen, in Jesus' name. Open up, open up, open up. Open up the heavens and bring a completion. Amen. Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. And he said, it is finished. It was complete. It was completed. The job was done. Let it be done, Father. I think it was a blessing to well, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Jeannie, $70. She's having to be our next caller. The next person we're praying for. Thank you, God, for that. I thank you, Jesus, for Jeannie tonight. Lord, I thank you for the anointing that you've given her, God, there's a sustaining anointing on you, Jeannie, to sustain places, to sustain things. The word sustaining. Let me look at the word sustaining real quick. I know it's sustaining me, generally speaking, but let me go back here in a minute. Look at the word completion. Sustain. Sustain, strengthen, or support physical or mentally. This thought had sustained them throughout the years. Undergo or suffer, especially. Okay, that's not what I want. Effectively, okay. So, all right. To give support and relief, that's what I'm looking for. To supply with, sustenance, nourish, keep up, prolong, to support the weight of, prop also, to carry or withstand the weight or the pressure. Oh, whoa. Did you hear that, girl? To sustain the weight or pressure. The pressure we talk about sometimes that things hit us and attack us. But to be able to sustain, because I heard the word sustain right away, and the Lord says, I'm giving you the ability to sustain. Look at that. Yeah, and that right there really hits me, the weight or the pressure to bio up, sustained by hope. Yeah, you might look at the word sustain and kind of soak that in if you get a chance. To supply with sustenance. Yeah, to supply with sustenance. Let's look at the word sustenance. Sustenance is nourishment, support, food, drink, whatever, just support, maintenance. All right, wow. So this whole thing about the land and property, anointing, and the ability to do that is like, sustaining you. Like God is giving you the ability to be sustained or nourished and support and for you to give support and relief, and also, of course, it being given to you. But hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for that, opening that up. That's sustaining and anointing. Well, you got that, man. That means you, like, Jesus had the power to sustain, you know, all kinds of things. Yeah, it's amazing. To sustain means to support or maintain, especially over a long period of time, to endure or undergo. In legal context, to sustain may also mean to uphold a ruling. Wow, interesting. Okay. All right, there you go. I think that's basically it. Yeah, God is giving you, there's like a sustaining anointing. It's more, not just some words. It's an anointing. And because you many times, you know, you've gone like everybody else. You go through battles and you, like, want to, sometimes you want to quit. You want to, you know, do, you know, whatever, do something else. Like, and so you hung in there the best you can. You and God has built within you a sustaining power to withhold the pressure. Amen? Yeah. That's powerful. That's what brought Jesus through everything he went through. He was sustained by the Father. Cool. Andrika, $50. Let me see here. I don't know if I got all that or not. Let me go here. Okay. All right. Yes, and drink at $50. Make sure I got that right. All right, people are figuring out how to put the notes in it. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing, God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, the prosperous. We thank you, Lord, for that 50 meeting jubilee, a liberty jubilee. I thank you, Lord, for the whole family, for Tyreek, Torre, Chris, and Andrika, God, that whole thing of bringing them into a place to where the shackles of debt, the shackles of debt, are broken off the family, spirit, soul, body, mind, will, emotion, and a new beginning, like a new year, a new beginning, in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord, for liberty, amen, and for all those things forgiven, all of our debts forgiven, all that, things that belong to you get restored back to you, the spirit of restoration to the whole family. God, I speak that over Tyreek, Torre, Chris, and Andrika, God, in Jesus' name. You are engaging into this spirit of payment. It's like God is going to pay back for all the generations of Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy, in Jesus' name, and it's going to release it into your children, into you, of course, even your future grandchildren, and in Jesus' name, and God breaking the bloodline iniquities and bringing restoration, yes, even financially, with land and property, in Jesus' name. Open that up right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, open it up, Father, and bless the whole family with that, God. Amen, in Jesus' name. All right, Bianca, $124. Thank you, Bianca. In Jesus' name, Bianca, you know, thank you, Jesus, for her testimony. I've read some of her testimony. She sent me about her family and how God had, you know, like Bianca had prayed amazingly for her grandmother who just knew the Lord and had a visitation from the Lord. It was amazing, amazing. And I think her grandmother was dealing with, you know, COVID and all that, and was, you know, not doing good or something. I don't really have the exact details in front of me, but she had a vision or a visitation from Jesus in the hospital. I believe it was in the hospital, and the Lord told her she's going to be fine, and she was. I mean, it was just kind of like, wow, how often does that happen? It was amazing. So I thank you, Jesus, for that anointing on Bianca, God, that you are increasing her anointing for miracles, to see miracles, to be signs and wonders, God, to open up to that place of an expectation of God doing something, God doing something, God doing something. Yeah, the devil did this. Yeah, but God's going to do this. Yeah, people did this. Yeah, but God's going to do that. And God's going to reverse the curse. God is reversing things He's reversing things that try to be put into action. God is turning them around and reversing them. Amen. And progressing the blessing. Progressing the blessing. That rhymes. Progressing the blessing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. There's a door that's been locked up to you for a long time. God's about to unlock that door, Bianca. I think it do it with relationship and financial in the name of Jesus to be restored to you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let it be done, God, right now by the power of God. By the power of God. Restoration. Whoa. Thank you, Jesus. Amen to that one. Chris, $250. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Lord, for Chris, God. I thank you, Lord, for that place of peace. Amen. And knowing his authority in Christ Jesus, that you are showing him, you know, that you're just hovering over him. I see God like hovering over you, like when God hovered over the earth when it was void and formless. And let me look at that. Genesis 1, verse 2, I think. Let me go there. See what this says. And the earth was, here it is. In the beginning with God, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, Chris, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. And then here's what happened. Because what I saw was God hovering over, like God blessing on you, like God hovering over the land. Hovering over the land, hovering over the land. To do what? And that's what he says. He said, after he hovered over the land, he said, let me read that again. Thank you, Jesus. He separated the light from the darkness. And now so that there be an expansion. Where did I go? I lost that. There we go. Earth was formless and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God hovered over the surface of the water. And then as he hovered over it, like I saw God hovering over your property, your family. It's your property is everything. It's your children. It's your house. It's every blade of grass. It's every bit of, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for hovering over that, God. And then when I saw the Lord hovering over it, here's what I heard the Lord say, and he's going to say this through you, over your land, in agreement with him. And God said, and Chris said with God, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And he separated the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was the evening and the morning, the first day. It's like a new beginning. Like God's giving you an anointing and a blessing for giving, you know, land a new beginning. Like even new ownership. Like new beginnings. And it's like it really sounds weird, man. But I hear the land crying out, "Bring us Chris!" You know, like the land it says that Romans 8 that the earth cries out in pain and suffering, right? And so if it cries out, it's like saying, "Yeah, you know, bring Chris. Let Chris own us. He let Chris own us, because when he owns it, God hovers over it." And new beginnings happen with it. So it's like I hear the land crying out for you, Chris, like say, own me, bless me. Yeah, so that's crazy, man, but that's what I saw in the Spirit of Jesus' name. Woo! Jesus, kapari garo hasaka, the hovering of God, the hovering of prayer, the hovering of God's Spirit over the land, because you're sanctifying it, you're blessing it with your mouth. Your mouth has money coming out of it. Your mouth has wealth. When I saw that green money coming out of your mouth, it's like it wasn't just money, but it was the wealth of the wealth is everything that the land was made to do in its beginning state before Adam and Eve sinned. The wealth of that, the produce of it, to be able to provide, and Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, to bring the land back to its original wealth, where it can produce 100-fold instead of like, I don't know what percent it gets now, but it ain't much, you know, compared to what it used to. So thank you, Jesus, for the land of the giants too, where the land produced great big grapes. And how that happened, I still don't even understand that one. I gotta get some revelation from God on how they grew those grapes so big. was it they had big cows with big fertilizer, you know, coming out of the cows? I don't know what that was, but it produced whatever it was. I don't know. But in Jesus' name, hallelujah. The land is crying out. Yes. You know, it says it cries out for the sons and daughters who are you know, yielded to Christ, that sons and daughters set the land free from the curse. Literally, Romans 8 is what it says. Go read it. I know you know it. Oh, all right. Thank you, Lord, for Donald and Tanya. Donald and Tanya, $284. Thank you for that $284, Donald and Tanya. We just bless you tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for bringing, for Father, for total restoration, God, from the original, just like Adam and Eve when they had the earth and then it all got messed up and we ended up in all this mess and all this stuff, to bring them back to that Adam and Eve moment, God, of our full purposes, that the things that we were originally created to do when we were sent into our mama's womb and all that got messed up through whatever reason, misunderstanding, like all the stuff that went on, and life just gets, the devil, you know, all the stuff, all the things, all the lies, all the deceptions that we get until we get Jesus in our life, in Jesus' name, where he comes in and corrects us and helps us and gets our path on the path of the riches of Christ Jesus, of the blessing of that fellowship with the Father, because the richest thing they had in the garden was access to the Father. The Father would come anytime, and I just see God, like, with you guys, like, the blessing of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden is like showing up at any time. Like just showing up, like, here it comes. Here it comes. You can hear the Father. It's like, you know, you can hear the Lord coming, showing up. Thank you, Jesus. Here it comes, Tanya. Oh, God is telling. Oh, thank you. Let's get ready. Get the kids. God is telling. Thank you, Jesus. And they have access to the Father. And everything that they fully, you know, their minds were fully developed, and they were walking in the fullness of 100% of their brain, in Jesus' name. And so, yeah, so God designed them to walk in the fullness of blessing in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that Donald and Tony will see that you've called them to that, Father, in Jesus' name. And having children and all that is exactly what God spoke over Adam. He said, be fruitful and multiply. Give me some babies. I want babies. I want lots of babies. Give me some babies. Like, yeah, we're doing that for sure. And so thank you, Jesus, for that, God, and the original purposes of you, God, of total restoration, God. That's what restoration is. It's going back to the fullness of God's original intent for us, right? Yeah, and sealing that by the cross. That's what Jesus paid. That's why he paid with his full life. He gave everything so that we could get everything back. Everything back. Amen. There's an anointing on that. All right. Terrence, $290.20. And Tanisha, $26. Thank you, Lord, for Terrence, God. We thank you, Lord, for Terrence, God. We thank you, Father, for his ability. You know, every person needs to independently be blessed and prosperous and hear from God. And so when we get married to people and each individual person is individually blessed and connected with God, that's the way we want our husbands and our wives to be. We want them to be totally independently blessed by God, right? And so, because we don't have to get something from our wives or get something from our family, get something from our children that they can't give us, because we're getting it from God. When we get things from God, then we can get the correct, it balances out our life with our wives, with our children, with our families, because we don't try to get things out of them that we can only get from God. And so God really opening you up to how to get everything you need from the Father independently without any access to anybody else, purely from God. Amen. It's like with Tanisha, and that's the prayer we both say that. Tanisha and Tanisha's place to be independent. We think we have to, you know, what God wants to do is he wants to independently bless a woman, a wife. He wants to independently bless a man, for they both have their independence in God to think like God wants them to think, to do what God wants them to do, and we give the right to each person to do that. And when you do that, then you become the full blessing that God wants you to be, right? So if I have to depend on somebody for this and for that, you know, if I actually depend on them for that, if I'm not independently wealthy with God in my connection with him, that the wealth of his love, the wealth of his word, the wealth of his blessing in my life, my fellowship with him is powerful, then that's going to make me a better husband, going to make me a better wife. And so I thank you, Jesus, for Terrence and Tanisha, God, that you're showing them, you're going to bring them into that, to that full fellowship with the Father independently. So we need to let our husbands be really, really strong and independent. We need our wives to be, you know, go ahead, honey, you know, seek God. But when you realize that your wife or your husband is, or your children are seeking God, you know, and we're not, you know, over there trying to control or trying to tell them what to do, what they can't do, you know, and let them have their full thing with God, then when they come together with us, the richness and the fullness of that creates a blessing that is irrevocable. And so there's a real battle for that. And God is looking for couples that will walk in that and live in that. And it's just the whole thing of what God's doing. And God's going to raise up couples who walk in the power of that. Amen. And we're working out all of our stuff. I mean, there's sometimes, you know, like Julie and I, sometimes we've gone through stuff. It's like, you know, we had to learn how to fight. You know, you got to fight the good fight, right? In marriage, there's a fighting. And I'm not talking about bad fighting, but good fighting, how to fight the good fight of Julie having to fight the fight to get from God what she needs and without it being through me, and me getting from God what I need without it being through her. And then when we come together, even then we're able to support each other in a way because we're independently connected to God. She didn't have to give her strength to me. She gets her strength from God, right? And so, therefore, we don't suck the life out of each other and drain each other, right? But we are both independently connected to God Almighty. And then when we come together, you know, things work out better, things do better. God does stuff. It's amazing. And I thank you, Lord, for using Terrence and Tanisha as an example of that, in Jesus' name. Amen. And how to fight the good fight to, you know, for 1,000, one puts 1,000, two puts 10,000 together. And the reason that makes us so strong is with two independently strong people in Jesus get their strength from God and God alone and not from each other. Then when we come together, then we get our strength from each other, from God, from each other, not just our human strength, but the strengths of God. Amen. And that makes all the difference in the world. So independently getting information from God, blessing from God, fellowship with God, and because of that, that's what causes us to move into to one puts 1,000, two puts 10,000, because that's what that does. When, if somebody's depending on, if the husband's so strong that the wife has to depend on the husband for everything, oh, honey, seek God for me, blah, 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 and the other way around, you know, but when each person can go to God and independently get their blessing from God, man, and then they come together in the earth realm and do things and fight the good fight, then you're fighting a good fight, right, and working on those things and learning to do it. And so that's rare that people, couples can come to that place because the fight is a real fight. And the fight is that the enemy fights us from getting there. You know, we try to get them to depend on us for, you know, whatever. And they want us to depend on them for whatever. Well, that does work, but it happens after we become independently wealthy with God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Independently wealthy with God. And then our wealth comes together, and it's not just one put 1,000, but it's two put 10,000 in that measure, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The prosperity level, in Jesus' name. Amen. In every area. All right, Nicole, $429.46. Thank you, Nicole, in Jesus' name, for just being willing to be a blessing. And God, speaking over you, that the wall, that the God is building the walls of like the hang on a second here. Like your hedge of protection. It's like God is I see God putting up a wall. I'm going, when I saw a wall, I'm going, what's the wall about? It was like my thinking there. What's that for? Like a wall? You want walls? You know, but it is a hedge of protection. And God bringing in place, you know, bringing in place a hedge of protection around you. And you're going to feel it. You're going to feel it somehow in the spirit. You're going to feel, you're going to know that somehow something's changed. Something's happened. because even though I feel weak and vulnerable, as a sheep does before, you know, the Father, but I feel strong as a lion, too, because I know that there's a hedge of protection around me. And just like Job, you know, when Satan was able to attack Job, and he did attack Job, he couldn't do it until Satan said, yeah, you know, you got that hedge of protection around him. I can't really hit him. And so God said, okay, I'll move it. And he removed it, and Satan attacked. And then, but the whole thing was, Nicole, is that God was doing that. He eventually returned the wall of protection, right? But it became double high, double wide. It became double wide, right? Double high. But God blessed him double, so his protection became double. And so it wasn't just about wealth; it was about his protection. And because the more blessed we are, the more we need protection. Just like you see a lot of these people in the president and all the government officials, the reason they have to be protected is when you get up in a high position, there's always enemy trying to take you out. You know, happened with Jesus. Jesus was protected until God removed the hedge. He removed the hedge, and at the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus came in agreement with it. Okay, Father, let's remove the hedge. When the hedge was removed, because before that, he'd walk right through them and all that kind of thing. But then when Christ rose from the dead and God restored the protection, remember, at the right hand of the Father, where he has the greatest protection, wall of protection ever, right? Yeah, and so I see God really just the wall of protection around you doubling and increasing. And it's also about the ability to store up, you know, and have, like Joseph, you know, when he entered into his fulfillment, purpose. He became a store of food and blessing. And I see God, you know, storing up, you know, so until the right time, then you release, then, you know, just like with Joseph, when the famine came, then God had him release, you know, the food and the grain. And so I thank you, Jesus. I don't know what that has to do with, but thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you for that wall of protection around her, God. You know, I don't know if God removed it for a season. I'm not sure exactly what that means. But now it's like it's back, and you're going to feel it. It's there in that realm of protection for you. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen to that. Okay. That was unusual. I don't think I've ever seen that before. Hedge of protection like doubled. Wow. Increased, multiplied. Amen. Because and when you think about it, I never thought of it before, but it's like, Nicole, when Job's blessings doubled, that means he's doubled in land. So he had to have double the protection, right? I never thought about that before. But, and that's what I see with you, is like God doubling your territory, doubling so that the wall of protection, you know, is going to have to be doubled. Interesting. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, I never heard that before. It didn't make sense in my mind at first, but I get it eventually. I'm a little slow sometimes, but I do get it. Not a person's gun. All right, LaShun, $25. LaShun is our, she ministers every Friday. Make sure you get in her and listen to some of her shows. Very, 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 very cool. Very, very awesome. God is just raising her up. She's spreading her wings. I see you spreading your wings, girl, and just soaring with the Lord. Soaring with the Lord. Well, that just hit me. Soaring with the Lord. Hallelujah. Soaring. Yeah. Learning to work with the winds of change in your with your wing. You know, when the winds change, you have to change the way your wings work or something. I don't know what that is. But changing, you know, like an eagle, I guess, has to move his wings differently when he's soaring. Because when the winds hit, you know, different things, something like that. So God's teaching you how to, you know, go with the wind. When the wind changes and the seasons change, how to go with it, you know. Don't fight it, you know. Like, eagles don't fight it. They know how to go with it, you know. They're very smart. It's inbred in them. It's bred in them to know how to do that. And when the actual battle comes along, when the wind comes along, you know, something kicks in, they just all of a sudden know what to do. And that's within you, girl. That is within you, to be able to all of a sudden, the winds change, everything changes, the new era comes in. We've got to shift with it. If we don't shift with it, we fight, try to fight it, then it takes us down. Amen. But when you soar with it and let it go away, oh, yeah, catch the new wave and go higher and go further and go deeper. Amen. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for LaShawn, God, and her ability to catch the wind and flow in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. Awesome. Man, I saw that, and that was a clear day. If you can't catch the wind, when the winds change, you know, when we enter a new era and things change, when the winds change with Jesus, after he rose against the dead, a lot of people, you know, they crash because they couldn't catch it. But Peter, James, and John, and all the disciples, and all the people being born again, some of the Jews that came in, they caught it. They caught it, and therefore they were blessed. God used them in a mighty way. Amen. Okay, y'all, I think that might be it. Wow, I think I did that pretty fast. Am I getting faster or what? I don't know. Really, really cool, though. I think I've prayed over everybody. I think I have. All right. Thank God. Everything's good. All right. Thank you, everybody, tonight. Great, great night. What a great thing. It's a great testimony from Jeannie. Great testimony also from Paulette. That was really cool. How God helped her in that, in her situation, and now taking it to a new level. So, all right, God bless everybody. And, man, we're calling it a night tonight early. It's only 11. It's not even 11:30 yet. Whoa. All right. So, I'm not really sure I did everything right. I think I have. Yes. And I want to pray for people who are feeling hit by sickness, or have family members that are being hit by sickness. Give me just a second here. I want to pray for that before we go, before we call it a night. All right. I want to pray for all those that have been dealing with COVID or friends with COVID, or anybody dealing with diseases or sicknesses. I know we took communion earlier, and I want to activate that communion time that we had right now in the name of Jesus. I just speak health and wealth over your people, God, that we truly prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. God, I thank you for that. I thank you for opening up the prosperity realm to your people. Father, where we hear your voice, we know your will, know what you're saying, and we do it. That's what wealth is, friend. Jesus said, my meat or my wealth or the fullness of being satisfied and knowing that all is well is doing the will of the Father. And whatever you need, he will bless you. I feel like people are going to be living in the realm of double. God's going to double you and increase you and make you stronger so that you can handle more. Because if you can't handle more, how can you do more? That's why going through things, when we go through things, we go through them, not get out of them, because we learn how to handle things. You know, God gives us that sustaining power, and that sustaining strength where we handle things. And so really, really cool. And, so I thank you, Jesus, Father, for the power of God to pierce. And somebody's being pardoned. There's somebody being pardoned. Pardoned. I don't know if that's a situation of prison, being pardoned, or that's just a totally spiritual thing. I'm not sure what that is, but somebody's being pardoned tonight, or something's about to happen like that. In the name of Jesus, and you're going to testify about it in the future. You got somebody, one of your loved ones, maybe, I don't know you, maybe you listen to the show, you never called in, you don't even know who we are, you're listening to this, you're going to be pardoned, or someone in your family, or someone you know is going to be pardoned. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I pray for Shannon. Thank you, Shannon. All right, Shannon just gave $10. Thank you, Shannon. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Shannon, I don't get it. Hallelujah. Okay. Oh, we got Jacqueline. I didn't see Jacqueline's prayer. Sorry, Jacqueline, I just saw this. Please pray that I can get my vacation changed with the cruise line.
with the cruise line?
Wow, okay. Father changed my her vacation change with the cruise line. Amen. Pray that I can get my vacation change with the cruise line. Amen. Let it be done, Father. In Jesus' name, I just come in agreement with her in Jesus' name over that. Right now, by the power of God, open that up in Jesus' name and cause that to come to pass and be real and be free and be open in Jesus' name and not be closed, but to be opened. In the name, I pray the opening of that, okay, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, in the name of the Lord. Let it be done in Jesus' name. No more confinement, no more confinement. That's what I'm hearing the word, no more confinement. The confinements are broken in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, wow, awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, really, really cool. Thank you, Lord, for that. Amen, in Jesus' name. All right, and those people dealing with COVID and sickness and diseases, I just pray that God's going to use this to bring your prayer life into a new place, a new anointing. In Jesus' name, that the healing anointing begins to be released in the body of Christ. Amen. And those pardons, I keep hearing that word pardon. Somebody's being pardoned. Pardons, you know, maybe more than one pardon. I don't know. But pardons being developed, being processed right now in Jesus' name. Developing that process. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for opening that up, Father, in Jesus' name. Make your people healthy. Make them wealthy. Whatever they need, wealth is having more than enough. For some people, more than enough is, you know, a lot more than others. It just depends on where you're at. And I just pray in Jesus' name that your soul will be blessed and your soul will prosper and your soul will open up to, you know, those blessings. In Jesus' name, the revelation of Jesus. You can ever start walking in the revelation of Jesus. Knowledge is the greatest treasure that we have. The knowledge from God is the greatest treasure that we have other than God himself. The Lord started showing me that. That's why Paul prayed that the body of Christ would come in the spirit of wisdom and revelation of the knowledge of Christ. Because without that, you know, you're not rich. Being rich isn't, you don't need to pray for money, friends. I mean, you know, you can. I mean, we can pray for that, but we need to focus on getting revelation from Jesus. All right, getting revelation, because revelation information will get you whatever you need and more. Hallelujah, that's really true. So we thank you, Lord, for Shannon, God, for that $10. In Jesus' name, bless him, God, and deliver him from those migraines, God. Show him what to do to fight that and battle that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for giving him the ability to resist Satan, that he will flee from him, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, all right. Randy, please pray that I receive a complete and prompt refund. Oh, from your puppy, I return. Yes. I remember that. You haven't got your refunds on that yet? God, I ask you to deal with that situation right now in Jesus' name. Pray that I receive a complete and prompt refund for the puppy I return. Yes, in Jesus' name. And $7, you gave $7.77. That's so great. Yes, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for you just gave a word about her protection. Protection is not just over our bodies and our minds and our, you know, families. It's over everything, our money. And so we thank you, Jesus, for that. Open that up. Convict them, God. Draw them. Let the weight of your glory come upon them in Jesus' name and cause them to do what's right, to do what's right in Jesus' name, to bring about that blessing in the name of Jesus, and that you confirm, God, your hedge of protection around my sister, God, and you're increasing that hedge of protection around her, Father. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. Wow. Amen. Okay. All right. There you go. I think I got everybody tonight. I'm leaving early tonight. Praise God. That is very interesting. And what Jeannie was saying about our hosts getting houses and homes, and I mean, you know, what's up with that? I love it. I'm claiming that for PGN, too, a new home for PGN. Amen? Yeah. So praise God. All right. All right, y'all. I guess I'm going to call. I guess I got a night early tonight. I can, yeah. Hey, I'm getting up early. Kind of different. Praying over people, over things and over stuff. But I don't have any pray, anything to pray over. I get, you know, I'm not very good at very much other than that. So, keep prompt refund for puppy. Yeah, Jesus' name. Name of the Lord. Yeah. Okay, I think that's it for tonight, y'all. I guess I'm going to call it a night. On Thursday, we preach, prophesy, pray over, prophesy over, pray over financials and money and all that and blessings, and all during all the rest of the week, we do nothing but prophesy over people. And all week long, the Thursdays is offering night in case you're listening for the first time. So we're going to call it a night tonight. That's basically it for tonight. Call back in Monday. Get in on Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, when we just pray and talk. And Wednesdays, we prophesy out every person. We prophesy out of 20, 30 people, however many show up, one after the other. We do that in one night. Yeah. So it's really cool. If you listen to some of the testimonies, you know that it's not just a bunch of yakking. It's a bunch of God speaking. Really, really cool. Very, really interesting how he does stuff. Okay. All right, y'all. Call it a night tonight. I guess that's it. All right. God bless everybody. Bye-bye.